He's hard on himself, which is good, which is what you look for in a young wide receiver, you know, who's still making a name for himself in this league. You know, but he comes out and works. You know, he competes. He loves going against, you know, our best corners. And he looks forward to those matchups, you know, but, you know, that's what stood out again, you know, I would say the most about him, just how he likes to compete against our best corners.
Rashad Bateman is a first-round draft pick wide receiver for the Baltimore Ravens, and he had a lot of criticism coming in. Folks said he couldn't stay healthy and other things, but I like Bateman. I think Bateman has been a very productive receiver when he's played. Last year, he averaged just under 17 yards in reception, 756 yards and 9 touchdowns. I've heard some really good things about him in camp. Got a lot of receivers in that room, receivers on that field. Could Bateman possibly be a 1,000-yard receiver, in your opinion, this year?
Going to be tough. Going to be tough. Because I think Zay will be. Are you going to have two? I don't know. And then you got, you know, the D-hop factor. I don't care what people – I think people are happy. I mean, I am. He was very popular at the joint practices and stuff. People screaming his name out. He can still play. That man can still play. You know, to me, he's one of the premier guys of his generation. Incredible hands. He's like an Anquan Boldin for us. Strong hands. Going to, you know, get all the contested catches. I think he's going to play a lot more than people think. So if I have 2,000-yard receivers on this roster, not so sure. 800, sure. I don't know about 1,000 yards, though.
Lamar Jackson last year passed for 4,172 yards. I think Lamar Jackson is going to be closer to 5,000 yards even than 4,000 yards even this year. So even though he hit 1,000-yard rush receiver and Bateman was second with 756, I think there's room for it because I think he's going to pass for a significant more amount of yards. By significant, I mean at least 500 more.
I think that's where I am. I think he's about a 4,600-yard season this year. But I don't know if they're all going to go to Bateman because he's got a lot of mouths to feed. He's got a great tight end core. Obviously, you've got Zay. You've got incredible tight ends. You got Bateman. And now you got D-Hop. So I just think they got a lot of people going to be catching that football this season. And I do think Lamar's going to have a better passing season. It was great last year. I don't know how you top 41 touchdowns and 4 picks. I really don't.
42 touchdowns and 3 picks.
I guess. The obvious answer was true. I don't think that's going to happen. That's an almost impossible thing to do. But I do think he's going to throw for more and have a similar season. So
410-583-1057, that's the number. Last year, the Ravens had three receivers, with at least 500 yards receiving. You heard about Flowers, who had 1,000, Bateman had 750, and Andrews with 673. I think this year, you'll have more than three receivers with at least 500 yards. I think that'll happen because right under them, real close to it was likely hit 477. So he was 23 yards shy of that.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. I think Likely's going to have a big year this year.
Yeah. He had 6 touchdowns. Andrews had 11.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of you look at the distribution of touchdowns. Zay Flowers has to have more than 4 touchdowns, number one. That has to happen. Zay Flowers with 4 touchdown receptions is not good. And he needs his long of 53 needs to be better than that as well. But the 9 touchdowns for Bateman, 11 for Andrews, 6 for Likely. I mean, that's a lot of touchdown distributions amongst those guys alone, man.
Yeah. It is. I mean, what do you say? I think people are forgetting about, Tez Walker, Wallace, Walker. There's a lot of guys on that team that can play. Obviously, the starters are going to be Flowers, Bateman, and Hopkins. I mean, when you got 3 on the field, for sure. But you're going to see a lot of Likely. You're going to see, I mean, Mark Andrews is still going to be one of the number one targets, if not number one. But you're going to have Andrews, you're going to have Bateman, you got Hopkins. It just, that's all. And if he does throw for 4,600 yards, which is what I think, 45, 46 is about where he's going to be. They can't all have 1,000 yards because there's going to be a lot of people getting the football.
You know, we keep saying Zay Flowers is the number one wide receiver, but Mark Andrews is the number one receiver.
Mm-hmm.
That's not true. Zay Flowers had almost 50 more targets than Andrews last year. Zay Flowers had 116 targets last year. Andrews had 69, and they both played 17 games.
Yeah.
I mean, that's Zay Flowers is the number one receiver on this team.
Yes.
We keep saying he's the number one wide receiver, but Andrews is the number one receiver. No, it's not like Andrews had 10 fewer targets. He had 47 fewer targets. That's yeah, you're no longer the – and Bateman had more targets than Andrews. Now, they were close, 72 and 69. That's close. But, yeah, Zay Flowers is clearly the number one target on this football team. Now, as well, he should be.
Yeah, for sure. But then I think there's going to be other things, other factors at play, because we've seen some great stuff in Keaton Mitchell. And he's a real threat coming out of the backfield. So I think you'll see, you know, more balls to the running backs. You got Henry, Justice Hill, and Keaton Mitchell. And I think you're going to see little or none of them now in the preseason, so they're going to start the season with those guys. There's a lot of passing targets on this team now. It's almost hard to believe, you're talking about the Ravens, that the offense is this loaded. But it is. I think you're going to have the number one offense and, you know, a top five defense. So this is going to be a tough team to beat.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Let's go to Jay on Tillman Island. What's up, Jay?
Hey, good morning. I haven't talked to you guys in a while. I've been tied up with a lot of stuff. But I think Lamar will have a better year with the receiver core that he has. The only thing I think he needs to address is looking off receivers, not keying in and broadcasting where he's going with the ball. I think if he does that, he's going to have a better year.
Chris, I don't understand what you're saying. Lamar Jackson had five receivers with at least 50 targets. You know how many Joe Burrow had?
No, I have no idea.
Five receivers with at least 50 targets. I totally disagree with Lamar locking in on receivers. If you locked in on receivers, you wouldn't have 41 touchdowns and four interceptions. Not in the National Football League.
I think that was a criticism of him years ago.
Yeah.
But that's not Lamar now.
Yeah.
I mean, he was rated when I can't pull it up right now, but we went over the top quarterbacks in the NFL by category. When they had
decision making,
Lamar was number one or two. He was like right at the very top. So yeah, I don't that's just not true right now.
I said he had five receivers with 51 targets. Mm-hmm. You know who the fifth was? Mm-hmm. Justice Hill, for goodness sakes. Thing. So how are you locking on receivers when Justice Hill has 51 targets?
Yeah.
I totally disagree with that. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning. He led the league in passer rating.
Yes, he did.
You don't do that when you're locking in on receivers. Yeah.